Kasama po natin joining us today on SBS Radio is Precious Jewel Aquino. Kasama po niya ang kanyang ina na si Mrs. Arlene Lamigo. Welcome to the program po.
Thank you.
How are you guys coping there at the moment?
We're doing okay. Really happy and grateful na magkakasama kami during this time of pandemic. And buo ang family namin plus my mom, who happened to just be visiting us lang dapat. And then, nangyari nga tong pandemic na to. Kaya, she's been here for almost 2 years now.
So, how many are you living in the house right now? So, sino-sino kayo?
I have 6 kids, two adults, and then my husband and my mom. So, 9 kami lahat dito sa bahay.
Pero itong living arrangement nyo ngayon, this is not new to you. Bago naman kayo lumipat dito sa Australia, you were all living together in the same house in Laguna, tama ba?
Yes, that's right. We were actually staying in the house of my parents. So it's nothing really new. Actually, nung nandun, I also experienced in the Philippines when I was there with my grandma. So actually, super multi-generational stay.
My mom.
Andun si lola ko, andun si mommy.
So
four
generations.
Four generations actually.
Yeah.
And it was good. And
it's a riot.
Yeah, but looking back, really, I really appreciate that na experience ko rin yun with my grandma because she's not here anymore. So looking back, I appreciate na I was able to have time with her now in one roof. And I've learned a lot from her cooking, ganyan, her empanadas. Yun. So in the house, we have shared chores. Pero yun nga, we eat meals together. Yung mga anak ko, they've also spent time with their great-grandma and grandma. So more help, more hands to help me with 5 kids ba? Four kids noon time na yon.
We had a good time together. The place is a compound. We have a restaurant there.
Pero doon sa mga panahon na magkakasama talaga kayo almost full-time, what were the reasons behind or the factors na made you decide to live together doon sa Pilipinas pa lang, ano? Anong mga, ayun ba, out of necessity? Is it out of convenience? Or is it a cultural preference?
Yeah, siguro the main reason is we were just starting then, really. So, saving up and maybe there's a big house there and it was empty because my parents were really not using it. Safety rin for the kids. And I know that if I leave my kids sa bahay, there's lola there. And syempre, yung just being together and having my kids around their grandparents and great-grandparents. And sometimes they all need undivided attention. And pag nandun ang lola, they do that for me minsan.
What can you say, Arlene, is the difference between living multi-generationally sa Pilipinas and the way that you're living here in Australia?
There's a difference. There's a difference because I own the place in the Philippines. So I can decide for my house in the Philippines. But here in Australia, there is the family and there is the head of the family who will have to decide for their own. So I'm just kind of an observer.
If you ask me, the difference is sa children ko, I think they're more independent here. In the Philippines, Denzel, my eldest, he had a yaya till he was 7 years old and sinusubuan pa siya ng 7 years old. And I was just, I'm comparing it now, my fifth child. As at 8 years old, she can already cook her own meal.
When you were looking for a home, what were the factors that you were considering?
Yeah, syempre we were considering for more space, more rooms. And then when we saw this house, nakakatuwa kasi may granny flat. Mm-hmm. So there's two rooms there and there's a bathroom there. We gave that to two of my eldest kids, the boys who are growing up. So parang they have their own privacy there. So
but
yun.
We still eat together.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we still eat together. May andun pa rin naman yung pupunta pa rin sila pagkakain. Kasi lang yung parang they have their own privacy there.
Actually, this house is really very ideal already for us because it has this granny flat. It's so practical.
Ano ba ang pakiramdam ngayon magkakasama kayo halos 2 years na in these extraordinary circumstances?
I am very grateful and that she is here. And I think for me, it's less to worry about na nandito si mommy. I know like a lot of people, my friends here, they keep worrying about their parents back in the Philippines, mm-hmm. Siyempre with the pandemic. And having my mom here is one less thing to worry about because at least nandito siya, last hindi namin isipin na magkakasakit siya or that she's okay here.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.